You're on 6PR Breakfast with Gareth Parker.
It's 13 past 8. Julian Douglas from our 6PR 9 newsroom is at that Extinction Rebellion protest outside the Petroleum Conference at the Convention Centre. Julian, good morning.
Good morning.
What are they doing? Are they causing mischief or is it all a bit of a non-event?
Well, that's their shtick, isn't it? There's about 36 protesters down here and probably a dozen police partially blocking the entrance to the Convention Centre on Mounts Bay Road. There's a truck parked across one of the three entry lanes, just sort of slowing traffic, not really stopping anyone getting in. You might be able to hear the drummers chanting in the background there as well. There's two protesters on top of the truck, so they can't actually move the truck until those protesters are safely brought down. But the police don't seem to be in a huge hurry. They just need a ladder and some harsh words, I think.
All right.
But, they've lit flares again as a, sort of a symbol of...
Flares? Hang on, don't flares emit carbon?
They do indeed. But, you know,
hypocrites.
A small amount. And it's a symbol of the climate emergency, as they put it. They want attention brought to this. I think there was a couple protesters who did a similar thing in the last couple of days, and they were issued notices because you're not allowed to light a flare unless there's an actual emergency. But that's kind of their point.
They say
this is an emergency. So, yeah, I mean, it is a small but very vocal group down here. I think given it's the fourth day that they've been down, it sort of does tend to dwindle as days go by, but they'll be here again as long as the conference is going and doing their thing.
Good on you. Thank you, Julian. Julian Douglas. Now, we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Madeleine King is Labor Party's resources spokeswoman. She's the Shadow Resources Minister. She says that those sort of tactics, not just those, but also the sort of the activist shareholders who call for an immediate shutting down of fossil fuel industries are naive. They're not helping. She will expand on that when she joins me on 6PR Breakfast after this. It's 8:15.